It's all driven inside by your internal mythology. And that's kind of the thing I learned was humans are just computers. Your body's the hardware. Your subconscious mind is the software.
Welcome to Wealth Embodied. Together, along with some amazing guests, we'll explore and tap into our innate abundance and have meaningful conversations about developing our ability to embody the vibration of wealth while also uncovering new ways to think, feel, and cultivate our relationship with money so we can live our lives wealthy and aligned. Let's welcome our host, Alara Sage.
Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of Wealth Embodied, where we activate and inspire you in your wealth consciousness, your creative genius, and your visionary impact. I'm your host, Alara Sage. And you know, you hear me talk a lot about breathing into your wealth and amplifying your wealth through breath. What if we could triple our income by shaking our hands? This conversation excites me. I'm so thrilled to hear what our wonderful guest today, Brent Phillips, has to say about this. He's a two-time Amazon best-selling author, and his new ebook explores the spiritual technology of movement feedback holography, which combines special quantum field meditations, we all know about that, right, with specific physical movements to easily identify and release old dysfunctional patterns, beliefs, and traumas from the subconscious mind. That is absolutely brilliant. Brent, thank you so much for being here with us today.
I'm excited to be here. This is great.
So let's start with, you know, I love the catchy title, and I can't wait to dive in, but I also love to hear story. So where did you figure this out? Shake your hands, triple your income?
Short answer is I didn't. I learned it from my mentor. He used to say when people would ask to learn the work, he'd teach them. When people would ask to have it explained to them, he'd have them call me. And because my background isn't in energy healing or intuition or anything like that, I come from a science and engineering background. And to make a very long story very short, I was a superstar coming out of MIT. I was one of the internet pioneers. Created revolutionary, a whole new genre of video games that today is multi-billion-dollar industry. And I lost everything. I had a massive health crisis. My best friend betrayed me. And, you know, I was in the wilderness, in the darkness. I really thought my life was over. I spent years in different therapies and treatments until I had a surgery that left my arm paralyzed. And I got into energy healing because it was a really funny story. My arm wasn't moving. I'd had a manipulation under anesthesia, physical therapy, all these things. And my Aunt Lauren said to call her friend Terry, who did some kind of energy healing. And I didn't want to do it. I'm like, it's nonsense. It's not going to help, right? And eventually I did, because she's like, hey, Brent, I will pay for your session. I will take you out to dinner anywhere you want to go in LA. And I was like, Drago? And she goes, sure. I'm like, all right, awesome. I'm in. So, and I just went there to get the free dinner. But she talked to me about the power of the subconscious and, you know, all these things about how we create our health and our experiences. And it was all very interesting. But I'm like, what? You know, I'm not here to talk about my feelings, lady, right? I'm in pain. I can't move my arm. I'm on disability. I've been told I can never work, right? And at the end of the session, she just went into a meditative trance. And I felt this crack and pop in my elbow. And by the time she opened her eyes, I could move my arm again. So that was the legit miracle that got me into this. And that was kind of my first hook into the power of the subconscious mind.
Wow.
And that was so interesting because I always thought I'd be a software engineer. I loved video games growing up. I wrote my first video game at 12 years old. That was my dream. So I went to MIT, learned about the internet. I'm like, wow, I'm going to make internet-based video games. Seemed like a great idea at the time, right? Late 80s, early 90s. And I ended up instead having my life crushed. And then finding this woman that's essentially teaching me computer programming, but on the subconscious for health and healing. And so that was the first of many miracles. To skip ahead in the story, I did get a lot of my life back learning the basics of energy healing. I was able to reduce my pain. I started a business as a professional healer and teacher, 22 years as we sit here and speak. I was able to get active again. Started exercising, dating, you know, having a normal life. But it all fell apart about 5 years later. And at the same time, I had suffered the worst heartbreak of my life. So I was just like devastated, right? Telling everyone there's this gaping hole in my chest where my heart used to be and how much pain I was in. And I had hired a financial advisor who turned out to be a criminal and robbed me blind and left me $1 million in debt. So that was kind of the low point. And that was actually in 2008. And it was the next day I met my late mentor, Carl, who taught me movement. And that is the short answer. I learned it from Carl. And what had happened was I had been working with a life coach and a dating coach, and they had worked with me and couldn't make any progress. And they're like, Brent, we've got to kick you up the food chain to the master. And they introduced me to Dr. Carl Wolf. And I booked a session with him. And he said, okay, we're going to do a movement session. And I'm like, okay, I've done like Pilates and yoga and martial arts, right? I figured it'd be Tai Chi or something, right? And I meet him down on Venice Beach by the rollerblade rental station. I'm like, what a strange place to do a healing session, right? Thought it would be your home, your office, right? Buddha statue.
Right.
You know, water with slices of cucumber or something like that. It's like, Brent, get some rollerblades, get them on, and skate in a circle. So I spent about 20 minutes rollerblading in the circle in a parking lot, and he videotaped me. And again, I'm like, what the heck is going on, right? I had done a lot of healing at this point. I was a professional for almost 5 years. I had worked with hundreds of people. I was certified in like 22 modalities, you know, went nuts on it like a lot of us do when we get into it. But I was like, what is going on? And after that, we sat in his truck and he played the video and he just kind of criticized my energy. I see this, I don't see that. You're leaking energy here. There's this mess of this here and this going on there. And I was like, what is going on here, right? And then after about an hour or so, he's like, well,
so
Brent,
he was criticizing your energy, not your bodily movements and your
Well, it was through my movements, he was reading the energy.
Okay, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah. And at the end, he's like, okay, Brent, you know, nice to meet you. You know, are you ready to add a zero to your income? And I was like, ha ha, when are we going to do the healing, right? He's like, no, we're done. And I went home and I was actually upset. I'm like, you didn't try to fix me, right? I already know my life's a wreck, right? I went bankrupt yesterday. I have this terrible heartbreak. I'm down on myself, yada, yada, right? And I called Brian, who had recommended me to him, and I got a little upset. I'm like, dude, what's wrong with you? I spent my last $500 before bankruptcy on this guy. All he did was have me rollerblade and criticize me. And I remember what Brian said is, Brent, relax. Give it 3 weeks. And, you know, 3 weeks passes. Let me know. I'll try to make it right. If you feel you got nothing out of this. It's like, okay. But it didn't take 3 weeks. It only took 3 days that, it was the craziest thing. I had done almost $50,000 of business in 3 days, and it didn't make a lot of sense. I had done a couple talks where normally 4 or 5 people show up. I got 40, 50. And I remember I called Brian. I'm like, dude, I'm so sorry. This Carl guy is magic. Thank you. Life-changing. So that's the longer version of how did I find out about this? Again, I had never heard of this. I never heard of people doing healing by rollerblading or reading movement. Right? Seemed kind of nuts. I'm like, you know, I understand focused prayer and hands-on healing and, you know, crystals and herbs and things like that. But I'm like, what is this? And the reason we call it movement feedback holography is that it's based on the principle that how you do anything is how you do everything. That every cell in your body has the same DNA. And your energy shows up in all of your actions, your activities, your attitudes, how you speak, how you treat people. It's all driven inside by your internal mythology. And that's kind of the thing I learned was humans are just computers. Your body's the hardware. Your subconscious mind is the software. And so a lot of what I learned at MIT in coding, I could apply directly to this. Like, oh, software. This I actually know how to do. This is like the one thing in the world that I am truly world-class at. I can do this. And what's going on is we use the movements to read the energy patterns of the activities that run your life, because all of us are run by stories. It's what gives meaning and value to what we experience. It's simply a story in the mind. And the movement allows us to, one, see what your true energy is. And then people that know how to read the energy give you feedback, and that's an important part of it. To hear about the energy you're projecting that we're generally oblivious to. Most people have no idea that they're running all these behaviors and programs. We all think we're rational and clever and all this good stuff. No, not at all. We're all just a bunch of meat robots with a spiritual core. And so we look at the energy, and by giving feedback, it actually makes shifts in the energy. And it works because holographically, how you do anything is how you do everything. Again, you could take one cell of your body and grow a new you if you had advanced technology. Because all the information for the whole thing is contained in each part. That's what holography means. You put it all together, it is a really powerful transformational process. And remember how I said, yeah, I felt that Carl just kind of criticized me and it felt kind of unfair. Well, that was the feedback. That there's some magic, and when someone tells you the energy you're putting out there unconsciously, it self-regulates and changes. Right. It evolves and improves. It's kind of like a code upgrade. And I had no idea how much he had done to upgrade my code when I'm sitting in his truck just thinking, you know, what's going on? And also, to be fair, there is a meditative piece to it we call beaming or consciousness shifting. And it's an expansion of your mind and perception. And people that are very much in their head may not notice it right away. That's why I didn't feel it my first session. But it's a reconnection. It's the quantum field meditation you mentioned.
So you were in your head, even though you had been a healer of
Absolutely.
Many years? Interesting.
Yes. I was still really deep in my head. Carl told me later, more so than anyone I'd ever worked with.
Wow.
However, I like to think that the 5 years as a healer helped to get me to be not as much in my head as I would have been otherwise.
Right? You would have been off the charts.
Yeah, exactly.
That's fair to say, I think. Yeah. I mean, it makes sense to me because before I did all of that I do now and the healer and all of that, and I worked with horses and I did physical therapy to horses. And one of the things that we would always do, and why I understood what you were saying, why he had you circling on skates, the skates part had me for a little bit, but I would always have the horses move, right? Because the way that their body moved would tell me so much just about the biomechanics. And then when I would actually go in and touch them and connect more to their body, all of that information of, you know, why that leg drags a little bit more and thus is affecting that left shoulder. And, you know, the stories, and I mean, animals have the same thing. They have the stories and the subconscious
mind.
They're
just a little simpler.
Horses really hold on to things quite strongly. And
horses are so fun because on intensives with Carl, when we went on our small group retreats, one of our exercises was we'd stand by a little pasture where there were horses and we'd have to bean them and do the quantum meditation until they came over to us.
Yeah, they're very,
the horses are very much in tune with the life force. And we basically look like a bright light on their radar.
Yeah, they taught me everything I knew about healing. Yeah,
but yeah, horses are incredibly spiritual, very much in touch with their intuition and the flow.
Yeah, but that's how I understood what you were saying about the movement, right? So what is the process? Like when you say shake your hands, that's your title. Now, what are you referring to exactly?
Yes, obviously standing and shaking your hands is not on its own, will not triple the income. The pieces you need are the feedback and the beaming meditation to create the proper brainwave state to entrain the space around you. So, and that's what Carl did with me. You can shake your hands, you can rollerblade. He liked balance exercises. That was just his preference. So rollerblading, skating, riding a bike. But we do handshaking and scooping and hip movements and, you know, even some movements people would be familiar with, like a roll up or a stretch. And the whole point is when you move your physical body, your personality, your energy projects through every movement. And by getting feedback on it in the proper receptive mind state, it makes deep shifts. So it's really a combination of the meditative aspect with the movement and the feedback that creates the magic. And can people triple their income? Absolutely. Some of Carl's other students reported increases of 10 times or more. That's why he told me at the end, are you ready to 10x your income or add a zero to your income?
Right.
I thought it was a come on. You know, I was kind of a head case. I only tripled my income, though it took a year and a half. It wasn't like one session and boom. One session, I started to see a difference. But it took a lot more, much deeper, longer term work to get to that place, but absolutely.
I'm glad you bring that up because it's important not to mislead people.
Yeah.
You know, that yes, we can change quite rapidly overnight, and there's always going to be some level of a process to it as well. So
pretty much
there's
always
a combination of both. Yes.
Yeah. Same with my elbow. It's not like all my pain was gone instantly. Yes. It's just I had this side effect of this one surgery that I couldn't move my arm. That instantly healed. All the chronic pain and other problems that led me to the surgery, that took a lot more work. So it's not like all my problems ever got solved in an hour.
Yes. Yes.
Right? But, you know, we say the miracle is there to be a lure, because what you really need is the process.
And it helps you create that belief, you know, when you feel that relief. I mean, like, for instance, you, this is all like made up. This is just silly. And then you were like, whoa, this is real. And then you dived into it. And that belief is very powerful.
It was. And for a lot of us that are skeptical, you know, some of us need that. That whenever I doubted it or started to lose my faith or confidence, I could remember, I go, well, this really happened, right? And I don't think it was a coincidence. So there's something going on there. There's something for sure.
So what is this process that you take people through? Do you work with people online? Is it just in person?
I do it almost entirely online. We've actually found that it works better through a camera than doing it live. It was a crazy thing, but that's what Carl and I found. We co-taught classes for a lot of years, and we started doing live online hybrids around 2013. Where we'd have a hotel room and put cameras and have an online audience. And we found the people online actually were shifting faster and better.
So
he actually got rid of most of his live rooms, and I did too. We still do it for other purposes. I do a few intensives for my advanced students a couple times a year, because there are some things you can do in person you can't do otherwise. But yes, for the most part, we do the movement online, and we have simple, safe movements, because it doesn't really matter what movement you do. We're reading the same energy underneath. It's like asking, what cell of your body do you take to find the DNA? It doesn't matter. It's all the same. And that allows the software to kind of upgrade itself. When we get to see exactly what we're really doing, we then make a shift to it. No different than an athlete watching themselves on tape. They go, oh, I kind of, you know, dropped my elbow here. Oh, I did this. And they make an adjustment and they get better. So it's really a process of software engineering, but much easier than programming an electronic computer. As computers are fussy, I tell you. You make one tiny little mistake, the whole thing comes to a screeching halt.
So what are some of the examples that you have of people with this process?
With a movement, the biggest thing it helps people with is career success and money. But that's not what we directly work on. We really directly work on self-confidence, the idea of the self. And it's an embodiment process of getting more consciousness into your body. And so when we do the movements and the beaming, we're also, I think of it like a tube of toothpaste. When we're born, our tube is full of toothpaste. We're babies, we're full of life force. But it gets squeezed out as we get older and traumatized, and we have losses and pains and setbacks and all that. And this process is really getting the life force energy back into your body. That is embodiment. And from that place, your actions and words become very powerful. The opposite would be living from the mind, disconnected from the body and the space. There you're living in a mental virtual reality, and it's quite compelling. I got stuck there for decades, so I get the attraction. But, you know, the real world is so much more powerful. And so the movement over time is designed to get your body back into consciousness, to effortlessly interact with the flow around us. So, for example, your fascia and your bones start carrying your weight instead of your muscle. You let go of a lot of unnecessary tension. You see a lot of the insanity where we engage in emotionally, and we're able to let it go. So it's very much get out of your own way, channel this divine flow into your life, and then just kind of be present as it carries you.
So this is very specific to somebody signing up for a session with you, but is there anything that you can help people apply to their lives right now?
Yeah, absolutely. I would say that there's a couple things, what I call prerequisites for growth and success. Number one, I think the most important thing is we all live in prisons constructed out of what we think we know. That's the inner mythology. That's the software. That's the subconscious. And the more we're willing to let go of what we think we know, the more room transformation and miracles and changes have. And for a lot of us, it forces us to get really desperate, to get really to that place of, oh my God, I'm out of options, I'm totally screwed, before we're willing to surrender. But if you're willing to be wrong and let go of what you think you know, you don't have to crater your life to see a big transformation. Many high-level healers, mystics, shamans, intuitives have that story. Some kind of huge crisis. But it doesn't have to be that way.
I had it many times.
Yeah. You know, I've had 7 dark nights of the soul, which seems kind of unfair. I thought you're only supposed to have one, right?
No, it's definitely not one. And I think that's a mistake. Because I don't know if I've had 7, but I've definitely had several very intense ones. Like for you, same thing. I got scammed. I lost all of my money. I went into debt the first, you know, in my business collapsed, like big, massive slaps across the face.
Yep.
But they work.
Yep. That's what I'm saying. It works to break you down and be willing to surrender.
Yes.
I would just encourage people, if you're willing to let go before the huge crisis, you know, it's not necessary.
It isn't.
It's just we're so stubborn. Again, that's getting us out of our own way. If we would just be our true selves, live with the flow of life, we would do amazing. But, you know, all these stories in the mind, if it has to be this and I can't have that and I like this and I like that, it just makes a lot harder. So,
I love what you said about the willing to be wrong, because funny enough, I've actually heard that statement several times just in the last couple of days. And I've never really heard that before. Can you kind of go a little bit deeper into that?
Sure.
What that means?
Many of us think that we're right about everything all the time. And clearly we can't be. We all think we know what's best for our lives. I should make this much money. I should be dating that person or married here or living there or driving this or doing that. And that is the drama we get caught up in. That's the mind. That's the ego. What I encourage everyone to do is to kind of let go of that and use the ego to go, well, this is what I think I want. You know, I think I want this job. I think I want to drive this car and live here. But go, hey, you know, divine greater power, wherever you take me, I'll trust this is the right place. But, you know, if you could have it my way, this is what I want. Then we're willing to let go. Then we're willing to be wrong. So, for example, you're really in love with someone like I was. Funny thing, every single person I knew told me she was wrong. Not a single person that knew me said, wow, you should be together. Again, I was crazy in love. I didn't want to hear it. Looking back, I go, yeah, everyone I knew was right. I don't think she would have been right for me long term. You know, even in terms of the job we have, that I partly went bankrupt because I got too aggressive with investments and trusted the wrong person because I got greedy.
Same.
And I was, you know, then in debt, having to work my way out of it, which took a lot of work over a very long time. But I had to surrender that and go, hey, you know what? I'd love to have passive income and be partying, living on a tropical island, spending my days hot tubbing with supermodels, right? But that's not what the divine has put in front of me today. So I trust this is where I need to be. So the more we can surrender to where we're at and trust it's the right place, the easier it is to move forward. It's all that judgment and resistance of where we're at. You know, I should be here. I should be there. I'm frustrated. I'm failing. I'm not good enough. That's the problem. That's the getting in your own way.
Absolutely.
And the movement is amazing because it really bypasses the mind. It goes straight into the body.
Beautiful.
So body-to-body communication.
So if somebody wanted to reach out and learn more or just connect to you and your community, how can they do that?
Sure. Best thing is just to hop over to my website at awakeningdynamics.com.
And you have some books?
I do. I have 6 books I've published. You can get those on Amazon Kindle. I have a YouTube channel with a couple hundred videos. So that's a great way to learn more. Check out what I have to say, get a sense of my style. And for anyone that's serious about moving forward, if you're like, hey, Brent, I think this is right for me. I want to do this. You'll see a big arrow on my homepage at awakeningdynamics.com to book a free 15-minute call with me. And that's for me to get to know you a little bit because you know what? I'm not right for everyone. And the goal of the call is I want to understand where you are, where you want to go. And I go, hey, you know, I'll let you know if I'm the right person. If so, I'll give you some ideas of how we could work together. If not, I'll do my best to refer you to someone that I think will help you better.
Beautiful.
And so again, you know, I just say, that's just for people that are serious about moving forward. If you might want to do a session, purchase some programs, I'm happy to talk to you. If you just want to kick the tires, go to YouTube. I'll keep you busy for, I don't know, 100 hours. There's a lot of good content there. Then decide if you want to go further. I think you will. You know, this is amazing stuff. It's really a whole nother level of healing that I'd never seen or experienced before or since.
Beautiful. Yeah.
More sense.
I love the combination of the software and the hardware and the I don't know about the meat robot. Yeah, that was a tough one for me to swallow, but I also call the brain our computer, and I agree with everything you said. So to the audience, definitely, you know, check out his YouTube, start to get a feel if you need to. You can also just jump right in, right? If this is like, what? I want to shake my hands and triple my income. Or, you know, you're just curious on how this beautiful combination between your body and your movement and your subconscious mind, right? Then definitely reach out, book that call with him. That's a no-brainer right there. And, you know, these kinds of modalities are so powerful. Just as Brent said so wonderfully, as he was up in his head, you know, learning how to embody is one of the most profound gifts that you can give yourself in your expansion of your ability to really show up in the fullness of your humanity, right? Like, we can get in spirituality, we can get really high, we can go way out and we can do all those things, but we're human. We're here on earth and we have to learn how to embody this life and bring that higher self, that divinity into the body and, you know, change the world. That's what that does. It changes the world. So definitely reach out to Brent. As always, I'm so grateful that you're part of this audience. And until next time, I love you so much.
Thank you for being a part of Wealth Embodied. As you experience each new day, we want you to feel that you are capable of tapping into your innate abundance and living your life wealthy and aligned. If you want to be invited to the next episode, just subscribe to our podcast. And if you need more information in the meantime, go to alarasage.com.